The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Bible teacher and author Beth Moore lists the top five ways we drain all the fun out of following Jesus.
No one is having less fun in the faith than the control freak. I promise you that. You cannot control the Holy Spirit. All you can do is quench him. Here's the thing. We just keep wanting to make God behave. And we certainly want to make the Holy Spirit behave.
Spending Wednesdays in the Word, next.
Welcome to Life Today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Betty, and this is James, and you are really going to be blessed today. Beth Moore is sharing on having fun with Jesus, James, and the Holy Spirit, and how we can live alive with Jesus and have an exciting relationship with the Lord.
Well, this is powerful. I want you to listen to some of the points. The top five ways we drain all the fun out of following Jesus. We keep saying to Jesus, come follow me. We don't trust Jesus enough to enjoy him. We're so scared of the Holy Spirit that we drain the spontaneity. Wow. Robert Morris talked about the God I never knew. It's like, avoid the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, it's necessary for me to leave and send him. He'll be with you all the time. Listen to these next points, and she's going to cover all of this in the next two sessions. You cannot control the Holy Spirit. All you can do is quench him. You can't control him. We just want to make God and the Holy Spirit behave. Well, good luck. We have chosen our sophistication over the wild ride of faith, being carried by the Spirit, not water to wade in, but water that carries you. That's the river of God's love and life. Well, let's get on with it. Let's see what it's like, as Beth Moore says, to really have fun in the relationship with Jesus. Not without challenges, but he has sent the comforter and the enabler. Here's Beth. Welcome her.
And so I've come up with the top five ways because I thought as I was skipping through the woods in my snake boots, man, I want people to know this kind of joy. Right. And I'm not young. I'm not young to be skipping through the woods. But I'm going to skip. I'm going to skip if it kills me. I'm going to skip if it kills me because I love that. I want to feel alive. I think you do too. And I don't want it to be false. I want it to be real. I don't just want it to be my supplements. I want it to be Jesus. I want it to be Jesus. I want it to be Jesus. And so I'm throwing out to you top five ways we drain all of the fun out of following Jesus. Number one is this. We keep saying to Jesus, come, follow me. Anybody? Jesus, come, follow me. And you know, don't you know he's going, okay, I'm going to tell you something. We could either go with you or you could go with me, and we're going to have a whole lot more fun if you go with me. Now, just imagine with me that what the disciples would have done, the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, imagine him saying, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And them saying, no, come here and mend nets with us. I'm going to just wait till somebody gets that. Because I would like to suggest to you that is what people are doing all over the place. All over the place. Jesus, come here, let's mend nets. Let's mend nets. And then we're going to blame him for boring us to tears. Listen, you are not bored with Jesus. Amen. You are not bored with, you may be bored with religion, but you are not bored with Jesus. If something is boring in your relationship with him, it's because you're going, come follow me, and you're sitting down trying to mend nets with him, and he's going like, listen, I got an adventure out there for us. And you know what? It's dangerous, it's scary, and it's glorious, and it is beautiful. And you're liable to get a little bit beat up, but I mean, it's gonna be good. It's going to be good. You are going to know you are alive. You are alive. It says, sitting there going, let's mend nets. Woohoo! Woohoo! Net mending! Woohoo! We keep saying to Jesus, Come follow me. Number two is this: we don't trust Jesus enough to enjoy him. This is huge. So if you're just tuning in with us, we're going through, I'm presenting a top five list of ways we drain all the fun out of following Jesus. And yes, I did choose my word carefully. I do mean fun. Now, maybe not everybody you know out there thinks he's fun. Maybe they'd use another word. I could use enjoy. I like the word enjoy as much as anybody likes the word enjoy. But there's something better. There's just something better about throwing the word fun out there. Because you know what? I'm telling you that God does a lot of things for me. He does a lot of things for me. He restores my soul. He comforts me when I'm devastated. He hears me out when my heart is just like full of poison and I've got so many negative feelings about something or someone. I don't know what to do with it. He does all of that for me. But I'm going to tell you something else. Jesus also just makes me happy. Yep. He does. He makes me happy. And I'm just not going to lie to you about that. Right. He just makes me happy. And I just am pitching out to you. Do you see any possibility? Just challenging you. And I promise you that it is nothing I have done right. The only thing that makes it different is if we are going to say to Jesus, come follow me, or we are going to let him say to us, no, you come follow me. We don't trust Jesus enough to enjoy him. Remember in John 14, verse 1, where he says, trust in the Father, trust also in me. Trust in God, trust also in me. Trust me, trust me. The whole Word of God, Genesis to Revelation, is a call of God to people to come into a trust relationship with him. Do you trust me? Do you trust me? And if we don't trust him, we're not going to enjoy him. We're not going to have fun with him because we're not going to let go enough to have fun with him. I want to pitch this out for just your thoughts. Any of you like amusement rides? I want to just see some hands. Anybody? Anybody? I just know there are people on the other side of that screen. And you may go, well, you don't like, I'm not into a sky screamer. You know that kind where you just like feel like you're free falling. But others are like, no, I just absolutely love that. Roller coasters, well, any of you love roller coasters? A lot of people. I mean, they'll go, I have a brother that goes from city to city to the very best roller coasters. My grandson loves roller coasters. For some of us who may be a little more frightened of roller coasters than that, I'll take a log ride. You know, just a log ride. But the log ride, it still has a draw. Don't be hating me. Don't be hating. It still has a drop. And I love that. I love that. And, you know, there are people that like, anybody been skydiving in this room? Anybody? Why did you do it? Why did you have guts enough to do it? Because you can't tell me that when you get on a really scary ride, you don't have some butterflies in your stomach and some excitement in your chest. Why do you do it? Why do you do it? Why do you do it? Yes, for the thrill. Yes, for the thrill. But, like, you wouldn't do the same thing off a cliff. Like if you didn't have your parachute. So it's not just about the thrill, because listen, you could get a thrill, just go throw yourself off a cliff. But you know what? You're gonna splat at the bottom. Why is it you get on a plane to skydive, or you get in a balloon, a helium, you get in one of those huge hot air balloons to ride in the sky, or you get on a roller coaster or any other kind of amusement ride? But listen, is anybody listening? Somebody say, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Because you know you're gonna be all right. We don't do this with Jesus because we don't know if we're going to be all right. What if you knew you were going to be all right? What if you knew it? What if you knew it? I got the craziest thing to tell you. There is this part in 2 Timothy 4. I think about it all the time. What I'm saying is every single week this goes through my mind. Every single week. Very last thing that the Apostle Paul has written, 2 Timothy. And so he's finishing up there at the bottom and he's talking about what all Jesus has brought him through. And he says toward the end of the letter, and he said, but the Lord strengthened me so that through me, he's talking about everybody else was gone. But through me, he gave the message so that all the Gentiles could hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, and so he rescued me from the lion's mouth. And then he says this, he will rescue me from every evil deed or attack in some translations and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever. Amen. He will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. Is anybody staying with me here?
Yes.
He knew he was going to be all right. But here's what you have to know. This is what makes the story just wild, because he knew he was about to be killed. He knew he was about to be beheaded. He didn't see in any way that he knew God was going to take care of him. He didn't mean he's not going to let me be beheaded. He knew. He told Timothy, I'm almost done here. The time for me to depart is at hand. I mean, there had been a sentence put on his life. He was about to give his life for the gospel, but he knew exactly where he was going. He knew he would be delivered safely. Beheading doesn't sound like a safe deliverance to you and me. Right? Unless we trusted Jesus to the marrow of our bones and thought that even through cancer, should God not deliver us from it. Even through this attack or that attack, through this accident or that absolutely nothing can keep Jesus from delivering me safely home. What if you believed with all of your heart you're going to be all right? And not only are you going to be all right, but you are going to enter into, I'm going to use the NIV wording because I love it, out of Matthew 25, you're going to enter into your master's happiness. What if you trusted him enough to enjoy him? What if you knew you were going to be all right? Number three, we are so scared of the Holy Spirit, we've drained the spontaneity. You talk about something I would just stake my life on right here. We're talking about top five ways we drain all the fun out of following Jesus. This one is huge. We are so scared of the Holy Spirit, we've drained the spontaneity. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. We can do this in our marriages where we just decide we've been married a long time. Our husband or our wife will come up with a plan. Let's do this summer. Let's get on a plane. Oh, I'm too tired. Let's just stay here with the dogs. You know what I'm talking about? What if we were still in it? What if, I might have to take my walker? Well, pack it up. Anybody? Pack that baby up. Because we drain all the spontaneity out of our lives, and then we ask ourselves why we're so bored. Man, I'm so bored. I'm just so bored. But we're so scared of the Holy Spirit that we can't let him take control of it. And listen, our insistence on maintaining the control of all things spiritual has bled out every bit of the excitement. Listen, no one is having less fun in the faith than the control freak. I promise you that. You cannot control the Holy Spirit. All you can do is quench him. So if I'm trying to control the Holy Spirit, then what I'm doing is quenching him. I may think, here's the thing, we just keep wanting to make God behave. And we certainly want to make the Holy Spirit behave. I mean, we just like that. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You only lead where I want to go. We are scared to death that the Holy Spirit is going to embarrass us. We honestly have lost our spontaneity to our sophistication. We are too sophisticated to just let the Holy Spirit lead us, to let him do some wild things. We've chosen our sophistication over the wild ride of faith, over divine romance, over holy adventure. And we're trying to make the Holy Spirit like us. Instead of if like we were on our way somewhere and we just got the strongest compelling, I think I'm supposed to go see so-and-so. I'm talking about if we've been in the Word, we know Jesus, we know the kinds of things that would be contrary to his Word, but we have such a strong leadership. I think I'm supposed to drop by and see so-and-so, and I think I'm supposed to pray for them. You know, I cannot tell you how many people have said to me along the way, but what if I realized I was wrong? What if I realized I was wrong? Listen, if the Holy Spirit's going to lead us to help people and to edify people and build them up. So, I mean, okay, the most you've done is you've really blown it being loving. Yeah. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. So say, for instance, we were just positive that the Holy Spirit had told us, bake a pound cake for the neighbor down the road who cannot stand you. Bake a pound cake. Take her that pound cake. You stop by her house. She's not happy to see you. You hold out the pound cake. You are absolutely certain you are doing the will of God. And she tells you that she cannot eat any sugar. There's no one else at her house. You just have to take the pound cake. What are you to do with the pound cake? Eat the pound cake. Can anybody come? Jesus, take it. I put it on your altar. I just embarrassed myself. Here, have it as a gift on your altar. It did not do any good, but you know what? I think sometimes the Lord just looks and nods over us and goes, you know what? I would rather have you end up getting it wrong, but trying to do my will any day, being led of the Spirit any day, than that you're just going to sit tight because you are so scared you're going to get it wrong somehow. You know, we're trying to tame the Holy Ghost. That doesn't work out well.
Keith and I have loved every single minute that we've gotten to partner with James and Betty in the outreaches of life. We've been part of the mission feeding program, the shelter, and the water wells. We've loved every single effort put forth by this outreach ministry. But we are particularly excited about the opportunity we have called Rescue Life. This one is specifically for children that have been taken into sex trafficking. I cannot think of anything that cries out for our help more than this. Would you partner with us as we reach out to them and literally rescue lives through Rescue Life? This one is something that calls to the innermost part of our hearts and cries out to such victimization that we've got to help. Partnering together, there is no telling what God could do. Let's do everything we can to rescue life. Thank you so much.
I know that you're blessed by what Beth shares, and I know you're blessed, and I just thank God that because there is in you, and I believe God planted it there, there is a God-given desire to lift another person's load, their burden, their suffering, their pain, the same way you might want it lifted in your own life. And I think that when you look out and see a need that you can meet, you can see someone that you can bless in a very effective and meaningful way, you're anxious to do it. I want you to listen to a situation with one of our best friends, a lifetime friend. I actually did Kyrie and Jimmy James's wedding. And they now have many grandchildren. And four beautiful children. But boy, does she have a heart for the suffering. Just look in on this very, very prayerfully, would you please? I think you'll really be glad you did, and I know that someone else will be not only glad, but very relieved that you looked, listened, and cared.
I can tell you what this precious child feels right now. She feels the loss of the love of her mother. And she's starving for that. To know comfort and safety and the innocence of a child too.
Trapped in the hopelessness of her circumstances, it is an absolute tragedy the amount of cruelty and injustice this child has encountered. And a greater tragedy still is that she is now HIV positive.
I can't think of anything worse than to have your child sold into trafficking. I can't imagine how it would feel if someone had the ability to rescue them and did not.
Well, we can be that girl's answer to freedom. We're trying to rescue those that are trapped as sexual slaves, Betty. And we're able to do it because of you. It costs an average of $128 to rescue someone, and we have targeted right now where there are 5,000 that we can reach out to. And with your help, rescue them. We can rescue 10 with a $1,280 gift as an example. It does cost to keep the missionaries, relief workers, the facilities, the housing, actual places of care that are rescue centers. That precious girl, Kyrie James, led to the Lord. Now, Kyrie and her husband, Jimmy, have supported the Outreaches of Life. They would be among the strongest supporters we have in prayer and with their support, because they really put feet to their prayers and their concern, and they express it. And I think that's what you want to do. I'm asking you to. I'm asking you to reach out. And Kyrie did lead that precious girl to the Lord. Now, we're going to do our best to get her out of that prison cell. And miraculously, because of people like you and these totally committed mission workers, we're able to see those miracles. But they have to be underwritten and undergirded by people like you. So I'm asking you to go to Life Today, please, lifetoday.org. Use a bank card like a check, or you can call that number and say, I want to make a gift. And I'm going to ask you, if there's any way you could help us rescue 10 or more, please do. It's $128 per person. And this has been so effective. It's been amazing. You have been a miracle worker because of love, people just like you. So would you do that today? Father, I'm asking you to touch hearts, and that their hearts might leap to say, I want to rescue the perishing. I want to set captives free. I want to show them your love. In Jesus' name, would you do that? We'd like to send you a beautiful gift, a candle that is the light of the world. It's an example. You're going to love it. And then a beautiful, beautiful bronze majesty, the God of all creation, what he does, just to say, we magnify the Lord because we see you in all of your creation, but we're going to express your love. Would you go online, lifetoday.org, use that bank card like a check. If you want to write a check, make it to Life, put it in the mail today. Now, I need you to know this. Short time left. We have added additional emphasis on important outreaches, and we don't have much time right now. We need to see a miracle today. We really do. So would you be a part of that miracle and rejoice that Kyrie led that girl to the Lord? And I think you'll be a part of setting her free from the prison she's in and thousands of others, one life at a time. Or if you can help us with 10 or more, make that special gift. Thank you so much for doing it.
Innocent children created to be happy, loved, and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved, and you can restore their lives with hope for a future. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their destiny forever. With gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your support with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Light of the World scented candle. This beautiful candle, encased in a frosted glass, burns with a wonderful scent. Its flame is a reminder of your part in being a light to the world, especially to young women trapped in the darkness of human trafficking. Your gift helps provide them with hope and a way out. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children, and you may request our beautiful new Majesty bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
You know, if you walk around the streets of India, there's tons of people, but you'll very rarely see little girls, because by the time they reach two or three, they're taken and they're trafficked into the red light district. You know, I was talking to some of the little girls before. They told me that men that should have seen me as a child were abusing me and doing terrible things to me. They told me of stories of girls that they knew in the area that had been murdered there. I was horrified when I learned that over 1 million children are trafficked every year. That's 2 children per minute. That's unacceptable. We cannot live in a world that tolerates that. It's there because we tolerate it. You know, we have an opportunity to come in and help. We have an opportunity to stand in the gap and stand for these daughters. These daughters don't have fathers that stand up for them. They don't have men and women that stand up and say, this is wrong, and we have an opportunity to do that. Please, if you can, right now, go to your phone or go to the internet and make the best donation that you can. By doing that, you will be saving lives of girls all over the world who don't stand a chance without you.
You know, every time I open this candle here on the Life Today set, I smell the beautiful aroma. And it's not even lit, Betty, but it's just beautiful. This is one of the prettiest presentations and gifts that I have ever had the privilege of offering to our viewers. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hidden. And that's what we're supposed to be, that city, that light that can't be hidden. You're going to treasure this. It's just a thank you for reaching out and touching someone with love. The beautiful bronze by God, what he made that artists try to copy. Majestic glory and grace in all he created. Help us, if you can, rescue at least 10 of those who are trapped. But whatever gift you make, we're going to send you the beautiful candle. And hopefully many of you will ask for the bronze because you say, you know what? We're going to step up and we're going to set captives free, at least 10 of them. Thank you for doing it. Thanks for watching. Why don't you encourage your friends to watch Life Today every day and experience the joy of sharing life. Thanks so much for watching.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family before and after death and results in peace of mind. As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, can help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Don't put off this important step to peace of mind through better planning. Contact Life Planning Services today. A special moment behind the scenes in prayer.
We are a people that are in bondage by fear. Set us free.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.